USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump pushed back the criticism that a Syrian withdrawal is damaging U.S. credibility, betraying Kurdish allies and opening the door for a possible resurgence of the Islamic State. He also touted a ceasefire agreement that seemed at risk as Turkey and Kurdish fighters differed over what it required and whether combat was actually halted.
I just spoke to President Erdogan, Turkey. We're doing very, very well with Turkey. There's a ceasefire. There was some sniper fire this morning. There was mortar fire this morning that was eliminated quickly. And they're back to the full pause. We have ISIS totally under guard.
The president called his Syria approach, quote, a little bit unconventional. The president contended that the Turkish president, as well as the Syrian Kurdish fighters the Turks are battling, all agree that the U.S. brokered ceasefire was the right step and we're currently complying with it. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president in my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build the wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation in world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. Rootwall.com.
Bill Macy, who was the long-suffering foil to B. Arthur's unyielding feminist on the daring 1970s sitcom Maude, has died. He was 97. The stint as Walter Finley on the CBS sitcom that aired from 72 to 78 was Macy's highest profile in a long-stage film and TV career. He made dozens of guest appearances, including Seinfeld, How I Met Your Mother, and ER. Tropical storm Nestor bears down on the northern Gulf Coast with high winds, surging seas, and heavy rains, threatening to hit an area of the Florida Panhandle devastated 1 year ago by Hurricane Michael. But unlike with Michael, a powerful October 2018 storm that left thousands homeless and nearly wiped out the Panhandle city of Mexico Beach, Florida, they're now not bracing for a catastrophe as Nestor is forecast to hit without strengthening into a hurricane. The Hurricane Center said Nestor is expected to head inland across the Panhandle and across parts of the southeast over the weekend before moving into the Atlantic off North Carolina by late in the day on Sunday. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Newsweek magazine reports 4 in 5 Americans have searched for health-related topics on the Internet. John Clements reports a growing number of Americans are using Dr. Google.
Some people call those trying to diagnose themselves as cyberchondriacs, while others say they are empowered consumers who are better, more effective advocates for themselves in the exam room. Doctors say informed patients who come to their appointment armed with research can be an asset. Physicians today don't have the time or mental capacity to keep up with the ever-expanding body of medical knowledge. About one-third of doctors spend an average 15 minutes with each patient, and if these people come armed with targeted questions gleaned from the Internet, both doctor and patient can make the most of their limited time together. I'm John Clemens.
A jury was seated for the first federal trial on the opioid crisis, but the push to settle the case before opening arguments next week continue. U.S. District Judge Dan Polster had ordered executives for the companies that are defendants to appear in Cleveland for continued negotiations. Opening arguments are scheduled for Monday, with two county governments arguing the companies engaged in a conspiracy that has ravaged their communities, while the companies say they complied with the law and supplied only the drugs that doctors prescribe. The drug distribution companies AmerisourceBergen, Cardinal Health, and McKesson, manufacturers Teva and Johnson & Johnson, all have the outlines of a settlement to thousands of opioid-related lawsuits that could be worth $50 billion. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.